Work with your biology, not against it. Why midlife weight starts earlier than you think and what to do about it. Weight gain is common in women during perimenopause and after menopause, but the physical changes underlying it start much earlier in adulthood. Daniela Hurtado Andrade, MD, PhD, an endocrinologist and obesity expert at Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida, explains why it is important to start counteracting those changes before perimenopause arrives. Weight changes are not only characteristic of midlife or menopause. Data have shown that weight gain starts early in adulthood, Dr. Hurtado says. Around age 30, your muscle mass starts decreasing gradually as part of the natural aging process, and this is exacerbated in midlife due to menopause. The decreasing muscle mass will lead to a lower metabolism, a risk factor for weight gain, Dr. Hurtado says. Adding to the challenge of achieving a healthy weight before and after menopause are many of the features of modern life, Dr. Hurtado says. For example, an abundance of processed foods high in sugar and fat, technology such as escalators, elevators, and cars that allows people to move from place to place without walking, and the difficulty of unplugging from devices that keep people connected to work and sedentary for longer hours, with less time spent on physical activity. Awareness. Being aware that weight-related physical changes start earlier than midlife may help people be mindful about the importance of establishing and maintaining a healthy lifestyle, including adequate diet and exercise, at least 150 minutes per week, well ahead of menopause, Dr. Hurtado says. It may help to track what and how much you eat, to understand how much you need to eat to feel satisfied and avoid overeating, she adds. To mitigate muscle mass loss that occurs with aging, a healthy diet should include enough protein, and exercise should include resistance training and possibly high-intensity interval training, HIIT, Dr. Hurtado says. While a healthy lifestyle is essential, it may only get someone so far in pursuit of a healthy weight, Dr. Hurtado says.